The words chosen for this morning are found in the 13th chapter of Hosea, the 14th verse, and we'll read a slightly different translation than you have before you. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your victory? Congregation, be seated. In Jesus Christ, our risen and victorious Savior, dear fellow redeemed. Some time ago, there was an article in a magazine on hell that stated, the 20th century was nearly the death of hell. Hell hath no fury. Oh, with hellfire and brimstone out of vogue, no one's too interested in it. Modern thought is that maybe the netherworld is not that hot after all. With such deluded ideas, is it any wonder that people are confused about the meaning and the significance of our Lord's descent into hell as we confess it in the creed? There are some that think it means he suffered the pain of hell. And then on the other end of the spectrum, most today think it means that Jesus simply died. So this morning we want to think about the meaning of Christ's glorious descent into hell. And first of all, what does it entail? It's the first thing we're going to look at. Contrary to this magazine article, hell is as hot as it ever was. It's real, and there is no denying it. Here, the damned will desire just one drop of water to cool their inflamed tongues, but nothing will be had. Here, the worm keeps on gnawing, and the fire keeps on burning at the flesh, which cannot die. Horrible, horrible. But the real horror of hell, the real thing, is it is absolute separation from our Savior God, in whom we live and move and have our being. The endless existence there is but the presence of absence, total separation, total darkness. This great abyss of hell is the rightful lot of each and every one of us here this morning, not one excluded, because of our sins and our failures. It isn't just meant for the great monsters of the world like Hitler and Stalin and so forth. Hell is intended for those people that are more concerned about wealth, power, and fame than about worshiping their Savior God. It's intended for those that crave good times, illicit sex, and wild parties rather than union and communion with God. It's meant for those seemingly respectable people around us, but who only care about themselves. Hell is meant for those really helpful people, but are only doing it for their own personal gain. For those that claim to be Christians, and yet their heart and life isn't in it. And it's meant for each and every one of us here this morning, who so piously sit here on a regular basis, but so often we let the word roll off of us like water off a duck's back. To this great abyss of hell, Jesus descended, according to St. Peter in his first epistle. Early Easter morning, that's why we're hearing about the descent into hell today, this Easter week. Early Easter morning, Jesus' body became alive in the tomb, and he was glorified. He passed through the wall of the tomb and descended bodily into hell, where he went to the place of the damned, the evil angels, and Satan. Now the question is why? Why did he go there? He went there not to suffer, even though many people have that idea today. Now it's indeed true that Jesus suffered the pain of hell for each and every one of us. But when did he do that? He did that during the hours of darkness on the cross when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? At that point, he was suffering separation from his loving Father, the very core of the horror of hell in the place of each and every one of us. Because he took our place in hell, oh, we have the comfort that we won't be forsaken by the Father, we who trust in his Son for salvation. He was forsaken so that we would not be forsaken forever. So now back to the question. Why did he descend into hell? He went there not to suffer, but to proclaim his victory over Satan and the powers of evil. As the ancient Roman generals were given their triumphant processions, and as General MacArthur marched through Tokyo at the end of the Second World War, showing that the Japanese were defeated, so Jesus marched through the enemy capital, hell, Satan's capital, leading captivity captive, showing that Satan was defeated and that our salvation is absolutely and completely certain. So the descent into hell gives us wonderful, wonderful comfort. There's a hymn that states, "Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say, hell is vanquished, heaven is won today. He closed the gates to tyranny and opened to us the portals of victory." That's the meaning of this text from Hosea when the prophet says, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your victory?" To be sure, Satan still walks this earth as a wounded, half-crazed beast. He'd like nothing better than to destroy your faith and mine and drag us to his den in hell. Therefore, Jesus warns all of us, watch and pray that you enter into not into temptation. But because of what Christ did, we already have the victory in him, and he offers us that victory power right now through his means of grace so that we can resist Satan's endless attacks and are not controlled by him. He gives us victory power so that we can live victory lives, resurrection lives, free from Satan's tyranny. And now, for us, even death, has been swallowed up in victory. Because Jesus entered into death, tearing it apart, ripping it to pieces. Death for the Christian is not the end of everything, but rather a new and great beginning in eternal joy. He promises that he is with us at all times, always there as our helper and our strength and our assurance and certainty. Because he entered into death, death has no fear for us. To us who have been redeemed, who trust in him as the Savior, brought to faith in the baptismal waters, he says, "I have conquered death for you." And there's nothing more glorious. Now, for the believer, whether we're young or whether we're old, the grave has become a restful sleeping place, while the soul is with the Lord Jesus in absolute joy, awaiting the last day when this very body will come forth from the grave glorified, as Job of old confessed, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand at the latter day upon the face of the earth. And though skin worms destroy this body, yet in my own flesh will I see God. I myself will see him. I and not another. Oh, how my heart yearns within me." Every Christian casket is closed in sorrow. You probably have experienced it, or you will. Every Christian casket is closed in sorrow, but in the confident hope that it will break forth in victory, for death has been swallowed up by the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen.